Idag är ingen mindre än Maria Sor hos mig. Hon är en 17-årig sångerska från Ukraina. Hon blev känd i sitt hemland med att vara med i The Voice. Nu har hon varit i Sverige i 6-7 månader. Vi ska prata mer om det, Maria. Men det här samtalet kommer ske på engelska, så vi får se hur det går. Välkommen hit. Welcome to Bettinas skilda möten.
Tack så mycket. Tack så mycket. Trevligt.
Thanks. Thank you for coming to my podcast. Maria, I was just introducing you as a singer from Ukraine. You were in the TV show The Voice before you came to Sweden. But before we talk about your life and what's going to happen in your future, because you seem to have a very light future here in Sweden. So tell me about your childhood.
Yeah, I had a so brightly childhood. I can say it was so many concerts and rehearsals and so many stuff. But for me, it was really, really like fantastic because I wanted to do that. And I was just a child and I started singing when I was 8. Before, I was a dancer. And then our friends, our family's friends invited us with my mom to a concert in my city, and children singing, dancing at the stage, and I saw it and I'm just like, oh, my mom, I want also started singing, I want to be a singer. And yeah, and then step by step I start like my career and concerts, so many competitions, and yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is it hard to be a famous singer in Ukraine?
I couldn't say that I was famous singer in Ukraine. I can say my career, my like famous career started only before war. And when war starts, it's over. So I can say it's only was like before war I started to be more famous.
Because you were in The Voice, the TV show of The Voice, in December before the war started in February. Did somebody tell you to go on that show, or you just did it by yourself?
No, it only was my wish, and it was my dream, I can say. When I was child, I also had application to The Voice of the Juniors, but it was failed for me. And then when I more growing up, I did The Voice of Ukraine for adult, and I was 16, and for me it was really wow. It was my dream, and it was like so high level for me, so I was really happy. And I saw that, yeah, now this is definitely right time to start my career.
You don't have any siblings?
No, I'm just alone.
You're the only child?
Only child, yeah.
So everything has been focusing on you?
Yes. It's really true, because my parents, I'm not from like a rich family, but my family, I always be in love, and I always have all, because my parents doing for me all, like
all the money, everything is for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, everything is for me, everything to competitions, to my outfits, for all my future, for all my career, because they always like believe in me, and I'm so grateful and thankful because of that, because it's really important when your family like
supports
me. Yeah, and I think if I haven't the family that I have now, my family, I'm not sit here with you now, and I'm not, so yeah, I think you understand what I mean.
Yeah, you're very grateful.
So grateful, because it's it's because my family, who I am now.
Yes, it's thanks to your family that you have become the person yeah. you are today. Your father is still in Ukraine. When did you come to Sweden?
Oh, we came to Sweden with my mom at March. It was the beginning of the March, before we were at the Poland, because so many Ukrainians came to Poland from Ukraine, because it's more easier. And we also were in Poland because we just thought, the war, it's over so fast, and we a little bit wait and then come back to Ukraine. But no, the war continue, and my aunt live here in Stockholm in Sweden, so that's why we are here, because she asked us so many times, come to me, come to Sweden, because here is more opportunities for Maria. And yeah, and from Poland we came to Sweden with my mom.
And your father, he is still in Ukraine?
Yeah, my father is still in Ukraine, and my grandmother also.
Is he afraid, or?
I can say that my dad, he don't like to speak with me about bad things. But I heard recently when he's talking with my mom, he said like he has feelings like today the last day of his life. And I think everyone, people who now in Ukraine, they have like these feelings, like today the last day of his life, because now it's getting worse and worse. And I think people in Europe and the world more get used to the war, because okay, but because everyone has their own life and blah blah blah, and people get used to this. Yeah, but
where in Ukraine does he live? Is it in
Zaporozhye? It's the south part of Ukraine, near Mariupol. Yeah.
So of course your biggest wish is for him to come to Sweden now.
Of course, I'm so missed, and for my family it was so a difficult decision to move, because we are so close to each other. My dad, my mom and me, we are so close to each other, and for us it was so difficult. We were going 3 days and we couldn't, we were crying, and we so missed, and it's so crazy that we here in Sweden almost 5 months. It's so long time for us. And but I don't know, because it's impossible, you know, for men like move Ukraine now from 18 to 16 years old, so I don't know, but of course I won't.
You came to Sweden, you're now 17 years old, and you've started your singing career even in Sweden.
Yeah.
In 5 months, I will say, that was a very...
crazy.
We call it fast track.
Fast track.
You don't have to stand in any queues. Tell me...
how?
How did this happen?
Yeah, well... we came to Sweden and I started asked my aunt what I can do here, because I need to do something, because I want to continue my my music life, because I couldn't without that, because I'm always have my only tunnel vision. I wanna be a singer and I want to be in that way, and I need to do something because I can't. She said like about some shows here, and I started to like trying to find someone in Instagram, in Google, and I found so many shows in Instagram and so many famous people, and I wrote to everyone like the same message, like I'm Maria, I'm a beginner singer, I'm Ukrainian beginner singer, but now I'm in Sweden because of my situation in my country. So it was like about a little bit about me, and can you please give me advice what I can do here, because I need to do some music or some to continue my life. And I wrote to so many people and so many shows, and I wrote also to Sarah Dawn Finer, and she answered me. And I'm so, of course, it was so fast. She answered me, and she, of course, asked me how my life now, where are you now, what's going on with me, about my little bit life. And I asked her about what I can do here, can you maybe give me some advices about some shows or some stuff. And then I saw the Instagram also, a charity concert for Ukraine at Avicii Arena called Hellas Varias Kramlar. And I asked her, is it possible for me to perform at this concert? She said, I don't know. Of course, she didn't know, because it wasn't her concert. But she gave me... like contact with the organizers.
That was Sarah Dawn Finer.
Yeah. Sarah Dawn Finer gave me the contact with them. And then I wrote to Mikael Tillman, Eric Mikael Tillman, his organizers of this concert. And we had a meeting with him. I was also with my mom and my aunt, because my aunt speak on Swedish, so it was so like easier to understand each other. And we had a meeting. He, because I understand he need to prove that I'm real singer, I'm not like a crazy girl. Please take me to a concert, because I, of course, I wrote to him and sent my videos, but he need to approve. And then he understood that I'm a real singer, everything will be okay, and yeah, I had a performance at Avicii.
Tell me about the song you were singing.
I was singing a song, Survivor, by Distance Child. It's an old song, but I have in another interpretation, a little bit modern. And this song I was singing at The Voice of Ukraine. And I also like singing this song at the Avicii, and it's so I know it's so weird that a Survivor song. First I was at The Voice with this song, and then war, and then this concert, and it's called Survivor, and yeah, it's so like weird, but it's part of my history, I think.
And all of this were like taking place for 6 months.
Yeah.
Being in Ukraine, singing for The Voice, and now you're standing in Sweden, hela Sveriges Kramlar, a couple of months later, singing. Can you like, looking back and and think, what happened for the last 6 months? Can you understand what you have been through?
I can say I'm honestly, this situation for me and the first months in Sweden for me was so like unclear. I couldn't understand what happened with me, what's going on, where I am, and so many things, the concerts, and I was like a little bit, what's going on?
Confused.
Yeah, I was a little bit confused, and even the war start, all my family, we were so confused, because for us, for my family, it was so like unexpected. The war was so unexpected, because we before that we weren't like so deep in news, so we just like, what? It's impossible.
It came like a shock.
Yeah, it was really shock, and we were shocked, and like just no, it's impossible. And all the things that happened with me then, this so many trains, this long road to Poland and from Poland to Sweden, and first months in Sweden was so unclear, and so many things I can't understand what's going on with me.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you came to Poland, the first stop, did you just leave all your belongings in the house and you just flew?
Of course, because we go to Poland with only one bag and just like the most important thing, we take it. And that's all, because it's impossible to take with so many things with you, because we were at the train, and it's really true that the train was so fully, the kids, the women like laid down on the floor, and it's really true that it was so hot and fully, and the children were crying, so it's impossible to take it so many things with you. We have only one bag, and that's all.
And you thought you were gonna go back too?
Yeah, of course.
But how many hours did it take from Ukraine to Poland?
It was a little bit confused situation, because our train, like we had a straight road from Ukraine, from my city to Poland, but something was wrong with the train, and we were at road 3 days to Poland. So from Ukraine to Poland, something, just because something was wrong with our trip, something was wrong with our train, and we had a trip with 3 days, like
instead of a couple of hours.
It wasn't be like a couple of hours. It's maybe one day, but we had 3 days.
Mm. We were so. And how about the food for the children?
Is so many volunteers everywhere. So many people helped us, helped with the food, with the water, with all the stuff, and everything was okay with that. In Poland, the people so housing for Ukrainians, and yeah, but something went wrong with the road, and our train. We have a trip from Ukraine to Poland, we should have, but then the train
stopped. It was broken.
Broke down, and we started going from. We come back to Ukraine again. We return to Ukraine again.
After one day?
Yes. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, we had the road from Ukraine to Poland, and the abroad didn't want to accept us because so many people were in the train, and we came back again to Ukraine. And it was like...
Back and forth. Yeah, okay. Disaster. I can't even imagine how it is to flee from something like a war.
Mm.
I know a lot of my relatives, they flew Syria.
Yeah.
And they came, with these boats on the Mediterranean Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had sitting on a boat, 200 people, because it's always crowded and it's... too many people,
of course, yeah,
sitting on that little boat, 200 people, you can imagine thinking, today, now I'm going to die, now. For many people have told me that for 7-8 days they were thinking about death.
Mm-hmm.
They were thinking about dying all the time, 24/7. So it must be so stressful to, I can't even imagine how you felt.
Yeah, I understand, because it's the situation, even only when people be in this situation, you can understand. It's obviously.
Yes, you really need to be that refugee to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How it feels. Do you feel that the Swedish people has been treating you good?
Yeah. I'm so thankful. I can say I'm so thankful and grateful because I met so many good people here. So many good people. And I can't, I don't know how I can explain my grateful to them. And yeah, it's really true, and it's not it's really true.
I think they are grateful for your voice too. But I must say, you're 16, turning 17, coming to a totally new country.
Yeah.
You've never been here before.
I never thinking that I will be in Sweden.
No, it's a different culture, different language, everything must be so different.
Yeah, it's different and hard because you need to start your life from the
beginning,
zero
again.
Point.
Yes.
And it's hard, and I can say for my mom it's more harder than for me, because I'm more younger and she has like a responsibility with me and with all stuff. And yeah, you need to start your life from the beginning.
From scratch.
Yeah, from scratch. And it's, yeah, it's hard and it's stressful, but you need to keep like a strong.
I just have to say that you're so young. You came to another country, a different language, a different culture, and you just had one thing in mind. Yeah. I want to continue singing in Sweden.
Yeah.
And you went into this Instagram and you contact all the famous people, the singers. I mean, that's being a survivor. That's being a very clever girl. And not, I would say, a few people are like you. Mm-hmm. Because many people like just sit down and they think, okay, what should I do with my life? Okay, what can I do? What can I not do? But you were very creative there.
Mm-hmm.
And you understood very, very, very fast that if I want to achieve something, I need to work for it.
Yeah, of course.
And you really did it.
Yeah, because I think it's because I'm just like person like that. I'm ambitious and so like... No, I have my dream, and I want to achieve. I want to achieve my goals, and I need to do something for that. I need to work for that.
Yeah, but to have that self confidence too. I mean, that's thanks to your parents, like
yeah,
we talked about. But you know, even Swedish people like. Born and raised in this country. I mean, if you asked me when I was like 16 years old, oh, okay, I had dreams. I said, maybe I shouldn't go for that dream. Maybe I'm not good enough for, you know, you question yourself.
Yeah.
But you, it's coming from another country, like a, you just, like a tsunami. You just wanted to do it and you just go for it. And I think that's amazing.
I'm young girl, and I'm, of course, I'm not so confident like I'm maybe seems like the, like that, but
no, but doing the thing you did, like texting the famous people on Instagram and all of that, you need to have some kind of self-confidence to do that.
Yeah, I think it's more brave.
Yeah,
brave,
but the bravery comes with, well, it comes with something, some strength. I mean, not all, I mean, even the, like I told you, the children here in Sweden,
yeah.
When I was 16 years old, I wouldn't contact Sarah Dawn Finer. I was like, oh my God, no. She would think I'm a maniac or some stupid, crazy girl from some city. Can you understand what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just always thinking, why not? Why not? I can ask. I can try. Why not? It's only... It's one life. You have one life, and if I want to be a great person, a great singer, if I want to have a best life, why I can't do that? I can just try. I can just ask. And when you try and when you're working on it, it always works.
I mean, you're so right, and that's what other children in your situation should do. I mean, even if somebody tells you no 100 times, even if they close the doors in
yeah.
your face, it
yeah.
doesn't matter. You just, this is my dream and I'm going to try to follow it. And I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
And to have that mindset that you have, I think it's,
yeah.
I love to hear it.
Maybe it's because I had so many like falling down, and because of that, maybe it teaching me to not to give, not, don't give up, Maria, don't give up, just do it. Just keep on it, follow your dreams, work on it, and believe in yourself. And I think it will work.
Have your parents encouraged you every time somebody closed the door in your face? No, Maria, keep on going, you're so good.
Yeah, because if not my parents...
Because no, Maria, so.
Yeah, no, Maria, sir. Because when I was child, for me, it was more harder when the door closed in front of me. It was more harder for me, but my parents always, like, support me. If
they support and encourage you to keep on going forward. So, you're here at this Avicii Arena, you are singing your song. What happened after that?
It's so funny to...
it's like a fairy tale.
Yeah, it's like a fairy tale, because recently I'm just remember all these memories. Just it was recently, and I'm talking with my mom about it, and I'm just like, oh my god, it's so like, it's not about me, it's not my life, it's so like, wow, it's really like a fairy tale. And after my performance, I had a message in my phone. It was a message from Warner Music in Sweden. Of course, firstly, I didn't understand nothing. I'm just like, okay, someone wrote me, like, they want to a meeting with me. Okay, why not? I'm always like, why not? Of course, yes. And then it was, I had a meeting with them, with the Warner Music at their office. And it was so like, I mean, it was so cozy. It was so cozy meeting, because it wasn't like, okay, we want like that you will be a artist or something. It was so, because they asked me about my life, about what I want to do in the future, if I want to stay here, what we can do together. It was so cozy atmosphere with them, and I like it, because for me it's so important to have a connect with the people.
A connection
with people, I mean. And and after that I realized that, okay, it was a Warner Music. They wanted to work with me. Okay, hello, Maria. You can wake up.
You were looking yourself at the mirror. Hi, Maria. It's you that we are.
Yeah, it was really like that. I'm so grateful. And
that was with Camila.
Yeah. Camila found me, and I'm so grateful to Camila. I love her, and she found me and she wrote me, and then we had a meeting with her and also with Robert at the Warner, and we had a conversation with them about plans, and a little bit later we got signed a contract with Warner Music.
So you already earned your first salary too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
in Swedish krona.
Yeah, it's the first, it's my first contract with someone, because I haven't before, and it's first for me, like, I have a label, and it's all things for me here, like, first things.
So what is your next step?
My next step, I think we want to release so many music, so many songs, and we'll see how it will be, if the Swedish people and not only Swedish people like me or know. But I hope it will be.
Don't you want to sing for Melodifestivalen, the Eurovision Song Contest?
I was sure that you asked me about that. Actually, honestly, I would like to go to Melodifestivalen. But of course, I need to like talking about that with the whole team.
And you need the right song.
And I need a right song, of course. So maybe if I will find a right song for Melo, I really would like to go and...
I love it when you say Melo, because that's how a Swedish person...
Yes, I heard. I know already. Yeah, but I'm actually... I watched so many videos from Melodian Festivalen and... when I came to Sweden, everyone, Melodifestivalen is the best here. It's one of the biggest, not one, it's the biggest.
I think we have a population in Sweden of something, I don't know, really, I'm not really, really sure, but let's say 10.5-11 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mello, I think they have like, 3 million people, more than 3 million watching that program every year, more than 3 million. So yeah, it's a very big show here in Sweden.
Yeah,
and we have succeeded a lot abroad too in the Eurovision Song Contest. I think we have won the competition for like 6 or 7 times. Yeah. I'm not so sure, but for being such a small country. Now Ukraine won.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Not with the best song. But still. Because, of course, I was hoping that Sweden...
Understand.
Now when you're Swedish, would you like Ukraine to win or Sweden? Forget about that question. I'm just kidding. But... when you were singing at Hela Sverige Skramlar and people started to applaud you,
mm-hmm.
how did you feel?
It was like a dream, but in reality. And it was so powerful, and I have so many energy from audience. And I love it. I'm never like afraid stage. I'm so like satisfying.
Comfortable.
I feel myself so comfortable at the stage. And I'm really was so like impressed by this energy, by this atmosphere. It was because for me it was a dream, but now it's reality, and I realized that, and I just like, oh.
Have you met many new Swedish friends in Sweden?
Yeah, I have so many. I can't say like so many friends, I was when I came to Sweden, my aunt's friends helped me with the school, so I was already at the school here in Sweden at Viktor Rudberg. Yeah, and
it's a very good school. Yeah. In Djursholm.
Yeah, I understand now that. And I met so many kind and good people, like students, like teenagers like me there, and now they're like invite me to their birthday party, to their like hang out with me. Yeah, they're so kind and they're so good to me. Yeah, but now tomorrow I will go to a new school. It's a Lilla Akademien musical school. So yeah, I'm starting
Lilla Akademien.
Lilla Akademien.
Yes. Yeah.
And, so tomorrow I will start my new
your music life
school. Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because you want to sing, so this is a school for you.
Yeah.
Your future school. Your friends, your childhood friends from Ukraine, mm-hmm. where are they now?
So many, like in the different areas. So many people, for example, so many my friends already come back to Ukraine, to home, because this I understand them, because it's hard for them to start a new life in new country. So many now come back to Ukraine. Yeah, but I have also in different countries, in Paris, in Poland, so many in Poland, my friends, everywhere, like in every...
Did your father see your performance at Hela Sverige Skramlar at the Avicii Arena?
Of course, he saw it and he's so proud. He's so really proud and so happy, because my dad is really like strong man, and he like, I think he believing in me more than me believe in myself. So yeah, he's so proud and happy.
What do you think about your future now? Are you staying in Sweden? Do you want to stay here in your new country? Or is your dream to go back to Ukraine?
It's really difficult question for me, because I start in my career here. And I don't know how it will be, how it works for me or no. Here it's more opportunities for me than in Ukraine now. And of course, the last months I'm so missed to my home, to my dad, to all my stuff, because so I have so many memories from my childhood, from my hometown. But I understand that here I can do so many things for my future, for my dream. And I have here so many opportunities. But I can definitely give an answer to this question, because I don't know, maybe tomorrow I'll say, no, I wanna go back home, because I can't. But on one hand, I have so many sad and bad feelings inside me. But on the other hand, I'm so happy that I have so many opportunities now and so many good people. So this is a really difficult question.
What would you say has been the hardest thing in Sweden for you?
Oh.
Culture-wise, language. I know you appreciate everything that Sweden has been doing for you and for your family and for your mother. But has it also been hard coming to a totally new country with different traditions and all of that?
I think the most hardest thing is that you need to start from the beginning. Here it's another system, it's another life, so you need to get used to this. And it's the most hardest part, because you need to know about all, about work, about hospitals, flat, money, about all. So I think it's a different systems in Ukraine and Sweden, so you need to get used to that.
And how about the people? Do you think they are very open, or many like immigrant people can see the Swedish people as very close and very shy and not so open-minded?
Different people. Because I met also and close and shy people, but also I have so many open and good and like so many good people. I think it's like everywhere. It's not only like Swedish people, so close and shy. It's everywhere. Like in every country you have close and open people, bad and good people. So like everywhere.
You choose the good ones.
Of course.
Maria, you have one song out now. It's called
That's the Way.
Exactly. Can I just hear a couple of...
Of course.
A couple of seconds, couple of minutes, whatever you want to give me. Just give it to me, baby.
Yeah, offer. Okay. You got me so high, I never go down. Don't let it quit, yeah, you're the shit. I'm all over you, what is it you do? Get me feeling this way, yeah, 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 yeah. We can keep on going, you know it's only right. We got love inside, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Be waiting for ya, back upon me right. We got love inside, yeah. That's the way that I like it. That's the way that I like it. That's the way that I like it.
Wow. I like it. Bravo. Thank you so much,
Thank
Maria.
You.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.